More than 12% of children in America live with an adult with a substance abuse problem. Those kids are at a higher risk of developing an addiction themselves or committing suicide later in life. At Philadelphia's 11th Street Family Health Services, a new program is bringing together kids who live with someone battling addiction to provide support and foster resiliency. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
A group of kids between the ages of 9 and 12 sit together with a therapist to talk about how to recognize if somebody is suicidal. Some squirm in their chairs while others sit still but stare off. All of them have something in common. Someone in their family has a problem with drugs and alcohol.
All right, let's say it.
I didn't cause it.
I can't control it.
I can't cure it.
But I can take care of myself.
Those are the seven C's. It's a mantra of sorts. First, the kids recognize that they didn't cause and can't control the addiction in their family. Then they affirm that they can take care of themselves by celebrating who they are. This pilot program is the first community-based version of Camp Mariposa, a weekend sleepaway retreat with locations around the country where kids struggling with family addiction can be with others like them. The pilot is a partnership between the Moyer Foundation and the Independence Blue Cross Foundation. The kids, who are referred to the program by their parents, a school counselor, or a health professional, have had seven sessions together so far. They're starting to trust each other more. In group, they ask questions about addiction, but still with caution.
What would happen if you were to take too much of the wrong prescription?
You'll
die. Or OD.
OD. What is OD?
Overdose.
They also talk about drugs and alcohol in a roundabout way. The kids can be more likely to talk about something they saw in a movie or something that happened to a friend than what they're going through at home.
And then I watched the show. It's about Tyler Perry. He overdosed and he had enough cocaine to take down a horse.
A horse.
Instead of prying for more details, group leader and creative arts therapist Lindsay Edwards often answers with a knowing, and lets the group move on. She acknowledges it, but she doesn't dwell. Edwards says she sees the kids come in with very strong emotions. Sometimes they take on too many responsibilities for their age. Above all, she says she sees a lot of wisdom, which can be a double-edged sword.
I think that with premature wisdom, there is loss. I experience loss of innocence. I think that with any loss, there's loneliness. To feel joined in a group of peers who are experiencing similar things can feel comforting.
Donna Brown is a parent to two kids in the program. She grew up with an alcoholic mother and a stern grandmother. Brown herself has struggled with alcohol, but more than anything, she says she's struggling with the legacy of addiction. As a child, Brown often had to look after herself while an aunt brought her along to a crack house. When asked how she would have responded to a program like this when she was little, Brown is almost speechless.
Oh my goodness, how would have made me feel? It would have... just thinking, oh my goodness, because see, I never got to live out my dreams. And, you know, even now, it's hard to get to my dreams because I buried them so far.
Like many adults who grew up with addicted family members, Brown struggles with feeling hypervigilant and at times full of rage. But beneath her strong emotions, there's a deep well of love for her kids. She saw how growing up in a family touched by addiction was affecting them.
What I seen was just the verbal, you know, talking down on each other and just wanting to slash out and hit each other. Every moment they were trying to hit instead of talking it out.
And although it's early days, Brown says her kids are getting along a little better. Back in the group, it's almost time to wrap up. The kids will soon leave the group and go home. For many, home can be scary and confusing. The things that happen there can be beyond their comprehension. But for now, the kids take turns celebrating who they are. Lindsay Edwards brings out something that looks like a big, multicolored sun. There's a circle of cloth in the middle and fabric ribbons that look like rays. Each kid takes a piece of fabric. Donna Brown's son celebrates himself by telling the group a riddle. He stumps the whole room. One girl makes a beautiful braid out of two pieces of fabric. And when it's time to go home, everyone leaves the room a little bit lighter than when they came in. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.